The organism would be self-replicating, cheap, and could be produced in fantastic numbers. For a few dollars, you could produce trillions of them and send them off in all directions into space. They would be tough, hearty bugs, able to withstand the rigors of space, and they would grow and duplicate and divide. Within a few years, there would be countless numbers of these in the galaxy. Each single organism would carry the potential to develop into a full organ, or a full organism. They would, upon contacting life, begin to grow into a complete communicating mechanism. It's a bit like spewing out a billion brain cells, each capable of regrowing a complete brain under the proper circumstances. Newly grown brain would then speak to the new culture, informing it of the presence of the others and announcing ways in which contact might be made. Samuel's theory of the messenger bug could not be discounted now.
Perhaps the cultures will tell us more, Levitt said.
Or X-ray crystallography, Stone said. I'll order it now. X-ray crystallography could outline individual molecules. It came as close to photographing atoms as science could manage. But the device was the size of a large automobile, filled an entire room, required specially trained operators, and demanded a computer for interpretation of results. It produced a diffraction pattern instead of an image. This appeared as a pattern of geometric dots, in itself rather mysterious, on a photographic plate. By using a computer, the pattern of dots could be analyzed and the structure deduced.
"How are you feeling, Mr. Jackson?" Hall asked. The old man blinked his eyes and looked at Hall in his plastic suit.
"All right. Not the best, but all right."
He gave a wry grin. "Up to talking a little?"
"About what?"
"Piedmont."
"What about it?"
"That night," Hall said. "The night it all happened."
"They all died, did they?"
"Not all. One other survived." Hall nodded to the crib next to Jackson. Jackson peered over at the bundle of blankets.
"Who's that?"
"A baby."
"Baby? Must be the Ritter child. Jamie Ritter. A real little heller. Just like the old man. Old Ritter likes to kick up a storm and his kids the same way. Squall and morning, noon and night. I remember he was squalling like the dickens that night."
"What night?"
"The night Charlie Thomas brought the damn thing in. We all seen it, of course. Came down like one of them shooting stars, all glowing, and landed just to the north. Everybody was excited. Charlie Thomas went off to get it."
"And then what happened?"
"Well, we all gathered around looking at it. I reckon it must be one of them space things. And Charlie says, 'Let's give it to Doc.' That's Doc Benedict. He's the town doctor. Yeah. It was about 8:30 and it all started up, see. I was already at the gas station, having a chat with Al, who was working at the pump that night. Suddenly he shouts, 'Oh God, my head!' Yeah. He runs up outside and falls down right there in the street. Not a word from him. Then they all start coming out. I believe Mrs. Langdon, the widow Langdon, was next. After that, I don't recall. There were so many."